Mark.
You are listening to WMFO Medford.
Thank you.
Gee, you're welcome.
I'm glad you reminded me where I was. I'm here.
It's tough okay. Being the
and the DJ at the same time.
Wasn't that a mind-blowing performance? I mean, the man simply was almost unequaled in terms of what he could do physically. And that piece, needs to be proved physically. Only a few can play something like that. Okay, now the third pianist, his name, Evgeny Kissin, K-I-S-S-I-N. First name, Eugene, really. Still very much, he's a young man. He's 46, 47. He was born in 1971. And one of the reigning pianists from the Russian school. And by the way, I would consider all pianists today that you hear, no matter from where they came, advocates of the so-called Russian school of playing, namely a giant technique, a very evocative style. I didn't say the best, but I'm saying that there's a specific school of piano, times four or five, in the world, like the American school of piano, the English, the French, and so forth. But to play something like this by a Russian national named Stravinsky, it's being more comfortable if you're within the scope of being a Russian pianist or Russians being taught by musicians from Russia, as it were. Kissin, the first recollection I had of Kissin was a performance which was preceded by a walk with his piano teacher, the only teacher he ever had, in the port of Yokohama, Japan. There he was ambling along, looking at the water with his teacher, wearing a baseball kind of jacket, wearing a jacket that looked like baseball, even though he's from Moscow. And he was about 14 at the time, and you ask, what is a Russian youngster doing in the middle of the port of Yokohama? He was there to play that night in his world premiere. He was already known all over the world at that age. Now, in listening to this man, what an incredible sound this man was able to evoke from the piano. Listen to the roundness of the tone, no matter how quickly the music goes. Here is Evgeny Kissin. One of the most engrossing aspects of this performance, at least from my view, is it's curious. The speed is the same, but it's almost as if he has greater separation between the notes. He has such control over the notes he played, and his wrists are so loose, and yet they need to be so rigid at the same time to go up and down as quickly as they do. This is great, great piano playing. And also the elasticity in his dynamics, going up and down, even in the slightly softer areas, he was able to bend the viability of the dynamics. And at that speed, I mean, it's really almost like the 4-minute mile for the first time by Roger Bannister back 50 years ago. It's the same kind of thing, going into a different space. So you just heard three great piano players. Which of the three were the greater musicians? Well, the jury will always be out on something like that. I mean, if there is no controversy surrounding greatness, there is no greatness, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, that's the name of the... I think that's part of what initiates the word greatness. What does greatness mean? Oh, go ahead and tell me how you tie a sneaker over the telephone. And that's the way I would describe greatness. There's no way to do that. I'm going to introduce the last performer... Simply give you the name of the performer and not mention a thing. Just keep in mind that Stravinsky, at the time he wrote it, was in a land that is of musicians, of men, mostly men. And when you think about it, how many women composers have we heard about until the 20th century, or performers? Now we have women in orchestras all over the world. But even back within the same century, the 20th, that is, there were almost no women, very few professional women at a high level in performance. And it's almost like saying, well, it's the same as in baseball. You don't see women playing. Well, all right. We expect something else, and we see it now. There are some terrific women pianists around today, or women musicians, violinists and all, in orchestras all over the world. Boston Symphony has quite a few women. But... when Stravinsky wrote this, it was an all-man kind of situation for the most part. And I don't think he would have dreamed of hearing a woman play this piece. I don't think Horowitz would have dreamed of having a woman play a transcription of his. And today I sent to Mike something that he may choose later on, if he'd like, on a subject that I will follow through with, on this woman I'm going to speak about. That at the age, this just came out, by the way, 6 or 7 months ago on YouTube, of this young woman you're going to hear when she was barely 12, maybe, just entering the teenage world, probably, playing a Horowitz transcription. How can that be? You're going to hear this young woman now. She is 30 years old, and she is knocking the critics all over the world on their ears. They can hardly believe what they hear in terms of what she can do in terms of playing the instrument. She is a slip of a woman. She must weigh 110 pounds at the most, and wearing red or black gowns, which you never do, but she does, and she looks good playing the piano, I can tell you that. But listen to her play this piece. I will say nothing about the performance. You have heard it three times by great players of the piano, but listen to a woman play it. Thank you. Her name is Yuja Wang. That's capital Y-U-J-A Wang, W capital W-A-N-G. She is now 30. She's entering her 31st year. She is a sensation now all over the world. She's played with all of the major orchestras, including the Boston Symphony. She has an incredible repertoire. Look her up if you'd like to see her play. You can actually see her play what you just heard. It's on. It's available. And then punch in her name and look at the repertoire. This woman is unbelievable. She has an incredible repertoire. She can turn around and play Beethoven or Schubert or Chopin and all kinds of composers, some of whom you may not have heard of at all. She is just so omniscient when it comes to the appetite, when it comes to performance and knowledge and learning. Now, I have a personal problem right now. I'm sure it's temporary, but she is the only musician in my entire career who has me confused. Her manner of greatness as a performer is so strong that I cannot get that reality out of the way to peer past that to see that in the great music, is she a great musician? I, at this point, can't get to that issue because she has so overwhelmed me in terms of my consciousness by way of what I see and hear physically with this young slip of a woman. So let's see where she goes. Will she become a great musician? That I don't know. It'd be interesting to talk to Leipova Onsnes now about someone like this. At any rate, I thought perhaps I'd give you a little mystery. Go ahead and try to tell someone how you tie a sneaker over the telephone. And tell me more about Yuja Wang. I can only go so far. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Les. We talked about Yuja Wang before, you and I, and you encouraged me to go look on YouTube. I can't wait to watch her play that. It's got to be incredible.
It's just the beginning.
Yeah, I can see it on your face. You're just like wowed.
Yeah. And she wears such tight gowns that she has been ostracized by some critics. She is too sexy. Yeah. She's an amazing person. What a great TV personality. But greater than that is the, let's say the art of pedagogy, the art of teaching. Look where it's taken pianists. Would Horvitz, if he were to come back one day, he would do one of two things. He would embrace her or he would assassinate her. I don't know which.
Well, luckily we'll never know. All right, the other Horvitz. Mark, how you doing?
Hello.
Hi, you've got a short
Once
set
again,
for us today.
Yeah, I do. Short set and really quick news and tough to follow that up, though, as always.
Yep.
So, restaurant news. First of all, there's a bunch of bad news out there. I hate to bring it up,
let's
but
start
hey,
with that.
We'll start with the bad news.
Awesome.
First of all, for my music friends, the Spotlight Tavern in Beverly shut down suddenly.
Ooh.
Sometime over the last couple weeks, I guess. And an auction took place, so it's gone. Everything's gone. So it was just kind of, it was a popular place on the North Shore for music, and yet another music club is history. Which, you know, I mean, T.T. the Bears and Johnny D's and... even Copperfields, that's gone now in the Fenway and now the Spotlight Tavern, so, hey.
Well, new ones will come and follow.
They will, that's for sure. Brown's Lobster Pound, famous seafood shack in Seabrook, New Hampshire, got hit by a major fire.
Yeah, in the kitchen, just the kitchen, right?
The kitchen was destroyed.
Yeah.
I think their back wall was destroyed, too. They're not going to be open for a while. They might reopen late October if they're lucky. Maybe mid-October if they're really lucky.
Oh, really? I had seen reports that it's going to take the whole, you know, next season.
There's a chance. They usually stay open until November, so there's a chance if they can't get ready in time, they'll just wait it out. But the good news is they're going to be at the Hampton Beach Seafood Festival next weekend.
And Marky's Lobster Pound across the street is going to be killed busy.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And they're both terrific places if you haven't been. The Ship on Route 1 in Saugus. It was torn down last week.
I drove by that, and there's nothing there now.
They tore down the Ship.
Oh, my God.
Yep, it's going to be, I don't know, a bank, condos, whatever. So, yeah. Hey, happy Saturday, everybody.
Yeah, thanks.
The good news is that for those of you who like pierogi, and I love pierogi, there's a new place called Jaju Pierogi that's going to open up at the Bow Market in Union Square in Somerville. It's going to be this new kind of a public space, not just a public market, but they're going to have a brewery, like 40 vendors with a bunch of food vendors. And one of the vendors is going to be Jaju Pierogi, which is based in Gloucester. And they make all these different types of pierogi, Polish style pierogi, and can't wait for that to open. Could be maybe the end of the year, but we'll see.
Whose car are we gonna?
We will take my car because okay. I have a lot of room for pierogies in the back. Two quick reviews. Deluxe Town Diner was just reviewed on the site, and that's a great, great one of my favorite diners in the Boston area. It's in Watertown. They feature Johnny Cakes, which are big on in Rhode Island. And they also feature some kind of a buckwheat pancake that you can get in the Acadia sections of Maritime Canada. So I haven't had the buckwheat pancake, but it's a really good place. And the corned beef hash is about the best in the Boston area. Finally, Poopsies.
Excuse me?
Poopsies. There's a place called Poopsies in Pembroke. Say that 10 times fast. And they have incredible bar pizza. Some people think it's the best bar pizza in eastern Massachusetts. I think that still goes to the Linwood Cafe in Randolph. But it's not much to look at. It's just this restaurant and a shopping center. But their bar pizza is fantastic. And that's it for food.
All right. And what do we got music. For tunes today? Yeah,
we have a short set, like you're saying. We have three songs. We're going to start with the Subdudes, which is a great band from New Orleans. They've been around probably 30 years now, and they do swamp rock, you know, roots rock, little Zydeco Cajun, and they tend to use the tambourine instead of drums, which gives it an interesting sound. And that'll be followed up by...
Queens.
Queens of the Stone Age. Yeah, I was going to say they're a high desert rock band, if that makes any sense. They're from the desert area east of L.A., and it's kind of spooky, creepy, hard rock music that goes with the atmosphere of that. I've been to that area, and it's really kind of spooky. So, Queens of Stone Age, and then, of course, we'll follow it up with Bob Marley because the summer's ending, and we don't want the summer to end, but we need to kind of keep it going with a little bit of... it's a real deep track from Bob Marley that I don't think too many people have heard.
Okay. It's WMFO, Medford.
Carved in stone is a name I will remember. Skin and bone and a heart that was so tender. Carry on and have yourself a lovely ride. Think of me when you finally reach the other side. Carved in stone is a date he had to go on, and another from the moment of his first dawn. Now alone is someone who can't surrender to the darkness and sadness this life has sent her. Carry on and have yourself a lovely ride. Think of me when you finally reach the other side. name I will remember.
Yeah.
Mark, it was a great three tracks. Tell us a bit about
it. It was short but sweet. Yeah. Started with the Subdudes, which that was carved in stone, which has a little bit of Zydeco and Cajun, and just such a good band. They have 30 years of music and just lots of great songs there. That was one of them, for sure. After that, Queens of the Stone Age with Little Sister, and they have a new album out, which I'm slowly warming up to. I love the early stuff. Their new album, so far, okay, but... That was from a while back, Little Sister. And we finished up with Bob Marley, and that was Forever Loving Ja. Ja or Ja?
Thanks, Ja.
Yeah.
Ja.
We'll say Ja.
Yeah.
Kind of a B-track for him. Great song. Just like I was saying, you just want to close your eyes and kick back and enjoy the weather and listen to Bob Marley all day.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know the Ja, it's just named after around here like a mason Ja. That's what it is.
Oh, yeah. I love mason Ja, especially when they have beer.
Beer in the jar?
Yeah, beer in the jar.
Okay, you have to
go. Or whiskey in the jar.
You have to go now, don't you?
I really do, yeah. I actually do. I'm heading to the Blue Hills because, you know, I always head to the Blue Hills.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hiking today, so
okay.
I have to go. But thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
And thanks, everyone, for listening. And Mike will be on for, what, the next half hour?
Yeah.
You'll be playing, I know you're going to be playing a great song right now, so.
Yeah. There's
as opposed to lousy songs.
Right, well, there's a posthumous release from Greg Allman.
Yeah, oh, I love this song.
Yeah, and you're going to let Sue up, who's here for something about the
women. Yes, I am. We are. Yeah,
all right, so thank you, Les.
Oh, my pleasure.
Appreciate
it. I hope there was some interest involved here, so.
There was.
We'll get together again soon, I hope. Thank
Absolutely.
You.
Okay, hey, wait a minute. Who's that over there? That looks like, is that Greg Allman right there?
I think it's Greg Allman.
I think it's him.
Yeah.
All right, bye, guys.
Bye.
See you later.
Bye.
Hi, this is Greg Allman, and you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM.
My only true friend. see you in my dreams sometimes. No matter where I go, Lord knows you are always on my mind. I hope you're haunted by the music. This life alone, I can't dare to think this might be the end. But you and I both know the road is my only true friend. I've got so much left to give, but I'm running out of time, my friend. I hope you're haunted by the music of my soul. When I'm gone, please don't fly away and find you in. Living this life alone, I can't
Street life, and there's a thousand parts to
WMFO. Sometimes it's got to be done. You just got to bring the 70s in your life. And, you know, I have to say, Sue's here, Bob's here, and you can be my eyes and ears for those out there. We were just dancing around in here, weren't we? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, weren't we? It's crazy.
You stepped on my toes a couple times. Yeah.
You said you wouldn't mention that.
Well,
like I said, I was watching Jackie Brown, and there's such a great soundtrack. So that's one of them. Finished up there with Street Life and Randy Crawford. You know, what a great track that is. And just before that was Bob Mould from the Body of Song CD, Missing You. Mark Lanigan from his Gargoyle CD. He's a Screaming Trees guy. That was a solo project that was called Beehive. Bloodstone, what a classic. From the Essentials, Bloodstone, that was Natural High. And Greg Allman was nice enough to be here and say, hey, he's at WMFO. He really was. My only true friend is that one. Okay, got a couple more tracks inclusive of one more new noise. And after that, it's going to be Sue and Something About the Women. I got a couple requests too left over for Bob Carney and Mike Costa in this set, so stick around. Right now, brand new from Car Seat Headrest. This is War Is Coming, If You Want It. It's WMFO, Medford.
that she can't do it anymore. She walks down St. Mark's Place and eats natural food at my place. Now Sally can't dance no more. She can't get it over the floor. Sally can't dance no more. They found her in the trunk of a Ford. She can't dance no more. In her face, she lives on St. Mark's Place in a rent-controlled apartment, $80 a month. She has lots of fun. She has lots of fun, but Sally can't dance no more. Sally can't dance no more. She took too much meth and can't get off of the floor. Now Sally, she can't dance no more. Like as she should. She was the first girl that I ever seen that had flowers painted on her jeans. She was the first girl in her neighborhood who got raped in Tompkins Square real good. Now she wears a sword like Napoleon, and she kills the boys and acts like a son.
Sally can't dance no more.
To ball folk singers, and that's where she used to ball folk singers. But
Sally, she can't dance no more. Sally, she can't dance no more. Sally can't dance no more.
Now Sally, she can't dance no more.
Sally can't dance. Sally can't dance.
She knew all the really right people. She went to Les Jardines. She danced with Picasso's illegitimate mistress and wore Kenneth Lane jewelry as trash. But
Sally can't dance no more.